Greetings. You are listening to episode number 3 on the topic of astrology. We would like to thank everyone who takes the time to listen to the messages brought to you in these recordings. The information given to you is for self-elevation and conscious growth. Now is the time to awaken the light within you, your sun sign, so you can shine and transform your life. Your sun sign in astrology is your zodiac sign, your date of birth. On an energy level, the zodiac signs represent the formative principles, and on a psychological level, the signs correspond to the basic personality and psychological needs of each individual. Today we share with you the essence of each sign, the approximate dates for each sign, the principle of the sign, and give examples of how its application manifests when skilled and unskilled. In other words, an example of one of the traits or characteristics that is observed within an individual, as each individual has many different character traits. You will also gain insight about the concepts that forms the building blocks of the zodiac. The 12 zodiacs. The first house is the house of Aries, the Ram, March 21st through April 20th. The essence of I am, the principle of activity. When skilled, it manifests as initiative. When unskilled, it manifests as impulsiveness. The second house is the house of Taurus, the Bull, April 21st through May 20th. The essence of I have, the principle of manifestation. When skilled, it manifests as productivity. When unskilled, it manifests as materialism. The third house is the house of Gemini, the Twins, May 21st through June 20th. The essence of I think, the principle of rationality. When skilled, it manifests as intelligence. Unskilled, it manifests as superficial. The fourth house is the house of Cancer, the Crab, June 21st through July 21st. The essence of I feel, the principle of nourishment. When skilled, it manifests as care. Unskilled, it manifests as insecurity. The fifth house is the house of Leo, the Lion, July 22nd through August 22nd. The essence of I show, the principle of creativity. When skilled, it manifests as love. Unskilled, it manifests as pride. In the sixth house, it is the house of Virgo, the Virgin, August 23rd through September 22nd. The essence of I analyze, the principle of discrimination. When skilled, it manifests as clarity. Unskilled, it manifests as criticism. The seventh house is the house of Libra, the scales, September 23rd through October 22nd. The essence of I relate, the principle of balance. When skilled, it manifests as diplomacy. Unskilled, it manifests as indecision. The eighth house is the house of Scorpio, the Scorpion, October 23rd through November 22nd. The essence of I transform, the principle of death and rebirth. When skilled, it manifests as regeneration. Unskilled, it manifests as abuse of power. The ninth house is the house of Sagittarius, the Centaur, November 23rd through December 21st. The essence of I seek, the principle of exploration. When skilled, it manifests as wisdom. Unskilled, it manifests as delusion. In the 10th house, you have the fabulous Capricorn, the Goat, December 22nd through January 20th. the essence of I utilize, the principle of order. When skilled, it manifests as accomplishment. Unskilled, it manifests as opportunism. In the 11th house, you have Aquarius, the water bearer, January 21st through February 18th. The essence of I am different. The principle of change. When skilled, it manifests as originality. Unskilled, it manifests as rebelliousness. In the 12th house, you have Pisces, the fish, February 19th through March the 20th. The essence of I imagine. The principle of unity. When skilled, it manifests as applaud. Unskilled, it manifests as criticism. The zodiac signs have a polarity, a modality, and an orientation. The polarity of the sign is how they interact among themselves or with each other and their forces of light and dark, negative and positive, yin, yang, or male and female energy. Here is an example for understanding. If you take the fire element, what other element is most compatible or supportive of it? What element is necessary to feed the flames of the fire and for its continued existence? The element necessary to feed the fire's flame is air. Here is another example. If you plant a seed in the earth and wanted an element to nourish the soil so the seed would grow, which element would you pick? I'm sure you would pick water. Therefore, fire and air are polarities. Their energy is positive, yang, masculine, and active. And earth and water are polarities. Their energy is negative, yin, feminine, and receptive. The modalities are the three modes that contain four signs each. The cardinals, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. The fixed, Taurus, Scorpio, Leo, and Aquarius. And the mutable, Gemini, Sagittarius, Virgo, and Pisces. Thus, the elements describe how the energy manifests as form, and the modalities depict how energy manifests as movement. The orientation of the zodiac sign refers to the three stages of relationship between an individual and his and her environment, the personal, interpersonal, and transpersonal stages. The personal orientation begins at infancy. The child is focused on getting personal needs and wants met. Aries, Taurus, Gemini, and Cancer correspond to this phase. As the child matures, it discovers that other people exist and that they too have legitimate needs. This stage is the interpersonal phase, when he or she becomes a social individual and learns to interact with others. Leo, Virgo, Libra, and Scorpio correspond to this phase. The third stage is the transpersonal stage, when the individual seeks to understand his or her relationship with the universe at large. During this phase, a person must accept his or her physical mortality and find a spiritual connection to the infinite. Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces correspond with this phase. The multitude of personality traits and characteristics arise from these basic primal energies. So if your birthday is on March 22nd, a sun sign of Aries, the zodiac reveals that the sun sign has the traits of the yang, positive, personal, cardinal, and fire. This individual is referred to as fiery, pioneering, impulsive, and self-centered. Thus, the procession continues with your successor, the bullhead, steadfast, down-to-earth Taurus, a fixed sign. And the process continues to the communicative and flighty Gemini, mutable heir to the enterprising and practical Capricorn cardinal earth. Thus, the zodiac unfolds in a birth in a specific sun sign. Peace, love, and harmony to everyone. May you enjoy the transforming energy of the winter solstice, and may you shine as radiant and magnificent as the sun and the full moon. Happy holidays. If you have a question or comment about astrology or this podcast, or you would like to get in touch with us, please send an email to bwadch9@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. As the new year cycles in with revitalized energy, the energy of positivity, the energy of change, the energy of fulfillment, the energy of creativity, of self-expression, and of enthusiasm, the energy of the joy of living, may you be renewed to your authentic self. Your life is precious. You are worth every second of living. You are equipped with everything that you need. What you seek outside of you can only be found within you. Create time for yourself to be alone, to dig deep within the depth of your soul to find your truth, self-love, balance, harmony, and freedom. Many people are afraid of solitude because in silence, truth is alive, and your soul speaks to you and brings you solutions that are often ignored because of fear. Fear exists because of what you perceive others will say, the fear of not fitting in, the fear of being different, the fear of your own individuality. Have you forgotten that your individuality belongs to you and only you? Therefore, you must own it, fall in love with it, and be proud of it. We often hear the word normal, but what is normal? How can there be normalcy when we are each unique and on our own distinct journey, a separate existence from each other? We have all traveled down Route 2018, but we have had our own experiences, our own lessons, our own encounters, all different. Remember, you are here on Mother Earth to relearn and reacquaint yourself with your inner strengths, power, and innate abilities through your divine self. You are an individual being of light in the ocean of pure, vibrant love, bliss, balance, harmony, health, and abundance. May you fall deeply in love with your distinction, your uniqueness, your authenticity, so that the self-love transcends to everyone around you. Keep away from toxic people and environments, especially those who have no idea of who you truly are or who judge you for walking in your truth. Focus on what you want, your heart's desires. Keep your thoughts positive, for the more you focus on what you do not have, the more you will not have it. Ask and it is given, for it is law, the law of nature, the law of the netter. So if your desire is to be healthy, your self-talk should be, I am healthy. If your desire is to be abundant, your self-talk should be, I am abundant. When you speak to family and friends, speak of good things, of health, abundance, and let that energy envelop you. Deep breathe periodically throughout the day. Take a moment in your busy time to breathe in prana, the vital energy force. Eat more fruits and vegetables. Drink plenty of water. Spend time in nature walking. Get outside more. Do more outside activities. Dance, sing, read, travel, and experience the beauty of living. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is compassion. It does not anger. It does not hurt. It is grounded like earth. It inspires like air. It is freedom like water. It is passion like fire. It is vibrant as the sun and moon. Happy New Year from Boat Shen and Zach Foss Organization. Comme un nouveau cycle année a commencé avec nouveau énergie, énergie positive, énergie changement, énergie progrès, énergie créativité, expression enthousiasme, énergie qu'est content pour vivre, que au même tout renouveler expression authentique propre tout. La vie ou coûte cher. Ou vaut chaque seconde vie ou équipé à tout ça au besoin. Tout bagay wap chache en dehors tête wap joigne yo en dedans. Créé temps pour tête. Passe temps pour compte. Pour fouiller au profond nom pour joindre vérité propre tête. Tête remè balance l'amour, harmonie ak liberté. En pile monde perd solitude parce que en silence vérité a vivant. Namon parler avec eux. L'hypothé solution pour eux. Et souvent ou ignorer solution sa yo parce que ou perd. La pérèse sa yo existe parce que ou perd sa l'autre monde a dit. Ou perd parce que ou différent. Ou perd parce que ou non l'autre route. Que tout l'autre monde pas là-dedans ou pas vle pour monde ignorer ou pas vle pour pas faire partie de tout l'autre monde et tout ça y a fait mais oublier que ou pas dans même route avec yo ou pas gain craintif pour propre indépendance. Est-ce qu'on oublier que individualité ou fait partie de monde ou y est seulement ou même. C'est peut-être ça ou doit remet Jean-Yéan. Possédez-le, kembe-le, et ou doit fier de tête. Nous souvent entendons mots normal. Mais qui ça qui normal? Qui j'en fait normal exister? Le chaque monde unique, chaque monde dans voyage distinct. Yon existence séparée d'un l'autre. Tout monde voyager. Nan rue 2018 lan, mais nous fait expérience pa nou, nous apprend leçon pa nou, nous fait rencontre pa nou, tout différent. Songez ou exister sous terre, sous maman terre, pour capable réapprendre force intérieure yo, pouvoir ou gagner, capacité naturelle divinité ou seyon existence lumière. Dans océan l'amour qui vibrant qui balancé qui gain harmonie qui en santé abondance. C'est pour remettre la distinction, l'authenticité, pour l'amour gagné pour tête, qui a transcédé par tout le monde qui est bon côté. Camper loin des mondes avec environnement qui est toxique, qui est négatif, et spécialement les gens qui n'ont pas aucune idée des mondes où vraiment y est, ou soit les gens qui ont jugé parce que ou choisi de marcher dans la vérité. Concentrez-vous sur ce que vous voulez, sur des écoles. Kembe pense ou yo positif. Plus ou concentre sou sa ou pa genyen, se plus ou pa genyen. Gon parol ki di, mande epi wap jwen. Se loi yo, se loi la nati yo. Se kon sa, si dezike ou se pou gen sante, le wap pale, se pou toujou di, mwen an sante ou bien mwen gen sante. Si désir ou c'est pour gain abondance, le wap parler c'est pour dire si toi avec tête ou c'est pour dire moins gain abondance. Le wap parler avec famille ou avec zami ou parler de bon santé, parler de abondance, parler de tout désir que cœur gagne et puis garder pour wè ki jan énergie bon bagay sa yo a enveloppé ou. Prends gros souffle chaque jour. Respire énergie force vitale là. Manger plus fruits ak légumes. Bre en pi de l'eau. Passer temps dans la nature. Marcher, sauter dehors à plus. Prendre soleil, danser, chanter, voyager. Faire expérience avec beauté qui gagne dans la vie. L'amour c'est patience, les gentils. L'amour, c'est compassion. Li pas fâché, li pas mal. Li balancé tant que la terre. Li inspiré tant que l'air. Li c'est liberté tant que de l'eau. Li c'est passion tant que du feu. Li c'est vibration. Li vibrer tant que soleil là, avec la lune. Boîte chaîne Exact Force, dis-nous bonne année 2019. Greetings everyone, happy new year, happy 2019. May you find peace, love, harmony, joy, prosperity, abundance in everything that you do. Today our episode is about the power of words. Everything is energy. Every sound we make has energy. The sound of music, the sound of a car, the sound of an airplane, yelling, noise, screaming, the feeling of love, the feeling of harmony, the feeling of peace, all carry energy. Do you know that even the words we speak carry a particular energy? When we speak, the words have a frequency and vibration, which is a sound wave. The sound wave is a natural force used by crystalline structures and sacred geometry, which are the building blocks of matter. Words are formed by a combination of letters from the alphabet. Alphabets are symbols used to represent the basic sounds of language. Each sound of language carries a frequency and vibration, which is energy, so that energy can be, and that energy can be either negative or positive. Each combination of letters in a word is called its spelling. Spell is the root word for spelling. What is a spell? Spell is an utterance, something said, a statement, remark, a meaning, a set of words with supposed magical or occult powers, an incantation, a charm. So when you speak words, you are actually casting a spell. Yes, you are speaking or commanding a frequency or vibration into the earth's magnetic magical field which creates reality. So here's a question for you. Will you continue casting negative spells that are creating negative realities in your life? Or will you choose to cast positive spells to create positive realities in your life? We often hear words that carry negative energy. Most people are unaware of the effects of negative word choices. We use them every day, we hear them every day, and we accept them into our lives. We have been programmed to utilize and accept negativity as the norm. This programming starts early on in life. Think back to when you were a child, a teenager, a young adult. How many times did you hear your mother, father, a sibling, a family member, a teacher, or any adult say negative words or cast a negative spell, to you or about you? How has these negative words or negative spells affected your life? What current reality are you faced with that is a result of you hearing negative words or negative spells being cast into your life? What are your word choices about yourself? What word choices do you use with your children, your loved ones? We sometimes observe people experiencing difficulties in their lives, and we too engage in more negative talk about that individual. But we have no idea of the constant demeaning, disempowering, and condescending words that this individual have heard throughout his or her life that is now absorbed in their subconscious mind and is creating their reality. Adults who say negative things to children are often recreating the cycle of what was done to them. People give what they have. So if you have hatred, anger, and bitterness, you will give the same. But if you have love, peace, and harmony, that too is what you will give. So if their lives have been chaotic, they grow up to spread chaos to their children. Therefore, children are often hurt by harsh words or negative spells from the mouths of adults, mothers, fathers, family members, teachers, pastors, neighbors, and the list goes on. It is imperative that we dismiss the negative word choices, the negative word casting, the negative casting of spells, and embrace words that bring positive energy into our lives and to those around us. Before a word is spoken, it is first a thought. Therefore, the change must begin through our thought patterns. Focus on the positive. Yes, it is possible. I did it and continue to do it, and I am sure you can as well. Here are a few steps you can take to begin this wonderful transformation in your life. First, you must make the decision to want the change. The want is your will, and the will is very important. Once you make the decision, then you can move to the second step. The second step is changing your thought patterns. Yes, the negative thoughts will come because they are already programmed in your mind, but when they do come, change them into something positive. For example, instead of saying, I can't, say, I can. Instead of saying, this is hard, say, I can do this. Instead of thinking about what you don't have, focus on what you do have. Instead of saying, I can't complain, say, everything is going well. Not is a negative word. Instead of saying, I'm exhausted, say, I need to rest. The third thing you can do is remove yourself from negative environments. People, turn off the television. Don't watch the news. Get off social media because they are extremely toxic. Just try it. Try it for one day and pay attention to how you feel. And if you feel good, then try it a second day. and so forth until you're able to spend a week without entertaining those toxic things that bring constant stress and pain to your life. The fourth thing you can do is say something positive to yourself every morning. I am valuable. I am healthy. I am abundant. I am harmony. I have everything that I need. I am a magnet to everything that is good. Be careful about what you put behind the words I am. Those two words, I am, are the most powerful words in the universe because whatever you say after I am starts the creation of it. The fifth thing is to be in gratitude and appreciation. Gratitude changes everything and brings joy. Be thankful. Let your prayers and affirmations be of thanks and appreciation and of gratitude. We are all here on this earth to learn from our experiences. Everything in life is a creation, from a thought to a word to existence into reality. May you choose to cast positive spells or use words that create harmony, balance, love, compassion, and kindness, first with yourself. Once you begin to cast positive spells on yourself, your positive energy and frequency and vibration will transfer to those around you. Love, peace, and harmony to everyone. Boat Shen is a branch of Zagfoss organization located in Glacier, Haiti. If you would like to get in contact with us, please send an email to bwadch9@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. Mwen salye nou e mwen di nou bon ane 2019. Mwen souwete ane sa nou anvelope avek plis lanmou, plis amoni, plis verite, plis kompryansyon, plis kompasyon e plis inite. Jodi a, episod nou se sou pouvwa ki genyen nan mou. Tout bagay se enerji. Chak son nou fe gen enerji. Son mizik, bri, kriye, sentiman remen, sentiman amoni, sentiman la pe, tout pote enerji. Esko konen, menm pawol, menm mo nou pale ki soti nan bouch nou, pote yon enerji patikilye. Le nou pale, chak mo gen yon frekans ak vibrasyon ki kreye yon son on. Son on se yon fos natirel ki itilize pa strikti kristalin ak geometri sakre ki se blok ki bati matye. Tout mo forme pa yon kombinezon de let nan alfabea. Alfabea se sembol yo itilize pou reprezante son lang yo. Chak son lang pote yon frekans ak vibrasyon ki se enerji e enerji sa ka negatif ou swa pozitif. Chak kombinezon let ki kreye yon mo se fason li eple ou bien se otograf mo an. Le ou eple yon mo se yon bagay ki di yon deklarasyon, yon remak, yon signifikasyon, ou ben yon seri mo ak sipoze maji ou swa pouvoi okult ki yon enkantasyon ou bien yon cham. pou ka byen konpran. Chak fwa ou pale ou di moyo ki sot nan bouchou, se yon enkantasyon ou byen yon chanm ke wap fe. Chak fwa ou pale ou komande yon frekans ou swa yon vibrasyon nan jardin mayetik la teya ki kreye yon realite. Yon kesyon mwen genyen pou ou. Eske wap kontinye itilize mo negatif ou bien chanm negatif kap kreye realite negatif nan vi ou, ou swa wap chwazi itilize mo pozitif ou bien kreye chanm pozitif pou kreye realite pozitif nan vi ou. Nou souvan tande mo ki pote enerji negatif. Pi fò moun pa konprann efè mo negatif fè nan la vi yo e nan la vi on lòt moun. Nou itilize yo chak jou, nou tande yo chak jou e nou aksepte yo e yo manifeste negativite nan la vi nou. Nou programe pou itilize e aksepte negativite kom yon fè normal e programasyon sa komanse byen bonè nan la vi nou. Reflechi sou lò te ti moun, lò komanse demwazèl, ou bien lò komanse nan tineje, on jen adult. Konbyen fwa ou tande maman ou papa ou, fwè ou swa sè ou, yon fami ou bien yon profese, on lòt gran moun di mò negatif ou bien voye yon chanm negatif sou ou avèk pawòl kap soti nan bouch li. Ki jan pawol ou bien ou swa chanm negatif sa yo afekte la vi ou an tanke yon gran moun jodi an. Ki aktyel realite wap fe fas avel ki se yon rezultat de mo ou swa chanm negatif ke ou te kont tande ou bien wap kontinye tande. E ou menm, esko toujou itilize mo ou swa chanm negatif sou prop tèt ou? E pitit ou, e moun ke ou di ke ou reme, ki sa ou di sou yo? Pafwa nou obseve moun ki gen difikilte nan la vi yo, epi sa nou fe nou angaje nou plis nan di pawol negatif sou moun nan. Nou pa gen anken lide de sa moun sa ap sibi fas avek sa moun ki antoure l te kondil ou bien ki kontinye abdil. E ki efè pawol sa yo ou bien mo sa yo, fè sou moun nan ki empêche l fè progrè. Pawol negatif pa yon jwèt. Le pawol negatif sa yo obsèbe nan subkonsyans moun nan, li fè moun nan ap viv realite sa ki plante nan tèt li. Gran moun ki di ti moun pawol ou swa chanm negatif, se sik negatif yo yap rekreye. Moun bay sa yo genyen, so pa genyen ou pa ka bay. Sa vle di, si la vi moun nan, se bagay negatif ite kontande toutan, se sal pou al di ti moun nan. Mwen kwe ke tout gran moun ta vle we byen pou ti moun. Men gede mo, yon gran moun di yon ti moun, se detounen li detounen ti moun nan. Se pou tèt sa, ti moun souvan frase pa mo ou swa chanm negatif ki soti nan bouch gran moun yo. Yon maman, yon papa, yon fwè, yon sè, yon fami, yon profese, yon paste, yon vwazen. Nou dwe jete mo ou swa chanm negatif yo epi embrase mo pozitif ou bien chanm pozitif pou pote enerji pozitif nan la vi nou. Avan nou pale, avan nou komande yon chanm, pran yon poz e reflechi. Konsantre nou sou sa ki pozitif. Li posib, mwen fè li e m konen nou kapab fè menm bagay lan. Men 5 fason ou kapab komanse pou fè chanjman pawol kap soti nan bouchou. Premye bagay, ou dwe pran yon desisyon. est-ce que vous vraiment voulez changement ça? Si vous voulez changement, vous avez une volonté. Parce que volonté est très important. Côté de volonté, toujours gagner une façon. Une fois que vous prenez une décision, vous passez dans la deuxième étape. Deuxième étape, vous changez le modèle de pensée. Je connais que la pensée négative a venu parce que vous avez déjà programmé dans la tête. Mais là où venez, vous changez et vous pensez positif. Par exemple, au lieu pour dire moi pas capable, vous dites moi capable. Au lieu pour dire ça difficile, vous dites moi qu'a fait ça. Au lieu pour réfléchir sur tout ce que vous pas gagné, commencez à concentrer sur tout ça ou gagné. Au lieu pour dire m'a goumé, vous dites tout bagay bien m'ap travay. Au lieu pour dire moins fatigué, wap di moins besoin prend repos. Troisième bagay pour faire, c'est retirer tête dans environnement négatif. Parler dans téléphone ak moun k'ap fè zin. Garder vieux bagay négatif dans télévision. Koute nouvelles négatif. Garder bagay négatif dans réseaux sociaux. Tout bagay sa yo très toxique et yo créé la pérèse avec stress la kaino. Essayez pour un jour pas faire aucun bagay sa yo et garder pour wè ki jan ou santi ou. Si ou remen façon ou santi ou lan, laisse ça ou ka fè yon deuxième jour, yon troisième jour, yon quatrième jour et lò garder ou pas même songer de bagay sa yo encore. Parce que vous avez tellement besoin de la joie dans la vie. Quatrième bagaille ou café, c'est dit tête ou yon bagaille positif chaque matin. Moi gen en pile valeur, moi en santé, moi gen abondance, moi gen harmonie, moi gen tout ça moi besoin. Moi c'est un élément pour tout bagaille qui bon. Prends pile précaution. Sou sa ou di deye de mo sa yo mwen se. De mo sa yo mwen se, se de mo ki gen an pil puissance nan l'univers lan. Paske tout sa ou di apre de mo sa yo, komanse kreasyon realite li. Cinquième bagay ou ka komanse fe se gen rekonesans et apresyasyon. Rekonesans et apresyasyon changer tout bagay et porter la joie. Nous tous ap viv sou terre pour faire expérience qui porter leçon pour nous. Tout bagay dans la vie c'est une création qui sorti premièrement de yon pensée, li tourne yon mot et connaît li en réalité. Choisi utiliser mot ou soit charme positif qui crée harmonie, balance, l'amour, compassion, premièrement à tête. Yon fois ou commencez charmer parole positive à tête, énergie fréquence à vibration positive à transférer river sur tout monde qui bon côté ou. Et laisse ça la créer yon élément positif cap aider yon l'autre monde faire même changement. Moi souhaite tout monde l'amour, la paix Akamoni. Mboat Chen, c'est une branche de Zak Force Organisation qui localise Gressier Haïti. Si vous avez entré en contact avec nous, vous pouvez écrire nous dans BWADCH numéro 9 à commercial@gmail.com. Merci. Welcome, my beautiful people. Today, we look at words and their effects on behavior. The Egyptian god Thoth created the original form of writing, which all other forms of writing derived. This form of writing was called hieroglyphs. Hieroglyphs were sacred carvings or paintings of pictures on papyrus paper, tombs, or wooden boards covered with stucco wash. Hieroglyphs were written in two forms, hieratic and demotic. Hieratic was a simplified form of hieroglyphs used for administrative and business purposes, as well as for literary, scientific, and religious texts. Demotic, a Greek word meaning popular script, was in general used for the daily requirements of the society. Words and names written in hieroglyphs were believed to have magical powers. For this reason, funeral texts and the names of the deceased were written on coffins and tomb walls. This meant that the gods would hear the prayers, and the individuals would be protected from harm because a name written in hieroglyphs embodied a person's identity and the ability of their energy. If it was obliterated, the person's identity was lost, along with his or her means to continue living in the afterworld. So eventually, the names of pharaohs such as Tutankhamun and Queen Hatshepsut, for example, were removed from the temple walls by their successors. The second form of hieroglyphs, called demotic, is where the word demonic derived from. The knowledge of the power of words became viewed as demonic. So now we've established that words have power. Pay close attention to the second part of this recording. There are two parts of the brain that controls our behavior. The first part is the limbic system, which is called the R complex or reptilian brain, which is in charge of our emotions, breathing, eating, sleeping, and that prepares the physical body for physical flight or fight responses to a physical threat. The behaviors of the reptilian brain is just like the behaviors of reptiles. The second part of the brain that controls behavior is the cerebral cortex. This part of the brain processes symbolism, thinking, and reasoning. This state of mind does not cause stress, for it is in its natural state. But when it is overactivated, it releases a hormone called cortisol. High amounts of cortisol levels in the body interfere with learning, low immune function, blood pressure, cholesterol, heart disease, and the list goes on. Our brains are constantly being overstimulated with words, symbols, and pictures that cause fear, that creates ignorance, causes stress, and brain fog. These effects are created through advertisements by corporations. What is the main reason for advertisement? Advertisement is used to control behaviors towards a product, service, or idea. So the power to manipulate your behavior lies through the constant repetition of advertisement. These triggers cause the body to be on constant fight or flight mode, resulting in stress, disease, anger, fear, hopelessness, and the inability to think. We are so far from thinking, there is no clarity. The clarity that we run away from because we are programmed by fear. We then seek esoteric, which is external information and knowledge, instead of seeking esoteric, which is internal information and knowledge. We depend on a government to promote our general welfare and fail to understand that they control our general welfare. The word government is derived from govern, which is a Latin word, governo, which means control, and ment, which is derived from the Latin word mentalis, which means the mind. So the word government means to control the mind. We allow ourselves and precious children to sit and watch hours of television without understanding the word tele is a Greek word that means far off, and vision means something in our imagination or supernatural. Thereby, the television creates a far-off vision of our imagination or supernatural abilities and creates illusions. Illusion is derived from the Latin word illusionum, which means deception, delusion of the mind. Our delusional minds causes us to believe everything that we hear and causes us to walk on eggshells because everything we do is a sin. In actuality, the word sin means to be that which is or anything that harms the possibility of a human being to attain supreme emancipation. We give so much responsibility to Satan because he controls everything we do. We fail to understand, which is inner understanding, not understand, which is understanding at a low level, that Satan actually means opposition or something or someone that acts as an adversary. By the way, just for your information, God sent Satan specifically to block or obstruct human activity. These blocks are your test to see if you will be persistent to achieve your goals. But guess what? Most of us fail. We have the power, but we lack the will. All of this misconception, which means change in manner, of course, has caused us to run away from our original manner. Our original manner is having the ability to think, reason, love, trust, be happy, work in unity, to have freedom, and to function as divine beings. Divine beings created in the image of God. For God is pure love, light, joy, happiness, and abundance. We must reclaim our true identity. Our true identity is to know who we are. And in knowing who we are, we learn the magical power of words. We merge with light and love that gives us the equilibrium and the power of our spirit. Thus, the power of our spirit will bring us the things that we need for success and well-being. As our ancient Egyptian ancestors would say, Ankh Uja Seneb, which means long life, prosperity, and health. Boatshen is a branch of Zagfoss organization located in Glacier, Haiti. If you would like to get in contact with us, please send an email to bwadch9@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. Mwen salye nou e bienveni nan dezyem episode pou vwa ki genyen nan mo. Jodi an ap gade ki jan mo fe efè sou kompòtman nou. Nan ansyen peyi l'Egypt, te genyon bon Diyo ki rele Tor. Tor kreye fòm orijinal ekri e se nan fòmasyon ekri sa tout lòt fòm ekri soti. Fòm ekri Tor te kreyen rele hieroglif. Hieroglif, se te skiltur ou swa pinti sakre ki se foto sou papye papiris, sou tom ou swa ankadreman an boa ki kouvri ak lave boudin. Hieroglif te ekri nan de fòm. Istik ak diabolik. Fòm istik lan te semp ed li te itilize pou rezon administratif ak biznis, teks literè, siyantifik ak religye. Fòm diabolik lan te itilize pou kondisyon sosyete. Mo ak non ki te ekri an hieroglif te kwe pou genyen pouvwa majik. Se pou rezon sa, nan teks fineray, non bon Diye ou bien faraon ki mouri an te ekri sou sekey ak miray kavo yo. Le sa, moun yo te rete kwe ke bon Diye yo toujou katande la priye yo e yo dwe proteje kont mal. Paske yo te konen, le non ekri an hieroglif li inkorpore identite faraon ou bien bon Diye ya ak kapasite enerji li. E si non te efase, identite moun nan te perdi, ansam ak fos enerji li te genyen pou kontinye viv apre lan mor li. Se kon sa, suksese faraon Tutankhamun ak ren Hatshepsut te retire non yo nan mi tanp yo. E se sa ki te komanse kache konesans pou vwa ki gen nan mo e yo di konesans mo sakre se bagay diabolik. An nou avanse. Gen de pati nan servo an ki kontrole kompòtman nou. Premye pati an, se sistèm limbik lan ki rele kompleks air ou swa servo reptil. Pati servo sa an chaj emosyon, respirasyon, manje, dormi e li prepare ko fizik lan pou batay fizik ou swa vol repons le ou nan menas fizik. Kompòtman yo nan servo reptil lan menm jan tankou kompòtman reptil bèt yo. Dezyèm pati servo an rele kortikal serebral. Pati sa kontrole prosesis panse ak rezonman. Nan fonksyon eta sa yo, yo pa la koz estres paske se fonksyon natirel yo. Men le yo sou aktive, yo lage yon hormon ki rele kortizol. Le kantite nivou kortizol la, ou nan kowa, li interfere ak apran, li bese fonksyon imunite kowa, li bay tansyon, kolesterol ak tout lot maladi. Servo nou toujou stimile e ap fe echange ak mo, simbol ak foto ki kreye efè sou nou. Efè sa yo kreye atrave publisite korporasyon yo. Men ki wòl publisite? Rezon prinsipal publisite se kontrole kompòtman ak direksyon chwa yon moun pou achete yon prodwi, yon servis ou swa fè pase yon ide. Pouvwa manipilasyon kompòtman nou yo kreye avèk repetisyon publisite, imaj, mo, simbol atrave media. E souvan, media pote plus nouvel negatif ke pozitif, e se konsa kompòtman nou kontrole. Nous toujours dans mode vol et réaction. Nous stressés, nous en colère tout le temps. Nous pas gain sagesse, nous gain la pérèse. Nous sans espoir. Nous emprisonnés dans tête nous et nous sans capacité pour nous penser. Nous si tellement pas qu'à penser, nous pas gain clarté sur aucune idée qu'à passer. Nous programmer chercher information à connaissance exotérique qui en dehors nous au lieu pour nous chercher information à connaissance ésotérique qui en dedans nous. Nous dépendons des gouvernements pour encourager bien-être général nous, mais nous pas comprendre que c'est contrôler et contrôler bien-être général nous. Lorsqu'on des mots gouvernement ou joine gouverne qui sorti dans mot latin governo qui veut dire contrôle et man qui sorti dans mot latin mentalis qui veut dire l'idée. Ça veut dire mot gouvernement veut dire contrôle l'idée nous. Nous permettre tête nous à petite pression nous yo chita garder plusieurs temps télévision. Nous pas même ouais télé veut dire bien loin et vision veut dire yon bagay dans imagination nous ou soit habilité surnaturelle nous. Ça veut dire télévision a créé yon vision bien loin imagination ou soit habilité surnaturelle nous yo qui c'est yon illusion. Illusion sorti dans mot latin illusionum qui veut dire déception tête. L'esprit déception sa yo kwè tout bagay li tande parce que tout bagay nous fait se péché. Et lè ou réveillé ou al recherché ou trouvé péché vle di ou doué sa ke ou ye ou soit n'importe bagay ki gen possibilité pour détourner ou pour pa arriver émancipation suprême. Nous bay Satan en pile responsabilité. Parce que Satan contrôle tout ça nous pas vle. Chaque fois yon bagay rive, nous dit c'est Satan. Mais moi vle informer nous que mot Satan vle dit opposition ou soit zak yon adversaire. Font y réfléchir. Et si c'est bon Dieu qui te voye Satan spécialement pour bloquer ou soit empêcher activité humaine. Et empêchement ça yo, c'était test pour si ou persistant. Et majorité fois moun toujours tombé parce que yo sans capacité ak volonté. Tout moun sibi nan faux idée qui change façon originalité nou. Nan forme original nou gen capacité pour penser. Nou bien raisonner. Nou gen pile connaissance. Nou gen l'amour, confiance, contentement, unité, justice ak liberté. Yon forme divine. Yon forme divine qui créé nan image bon Dieu. Nous dwe réclamer vraie identité nou. Reconnecter à qui est nou ye. Lè nou konnen qui est nou ye, n'a pas prendre force magique ki nan moyo, n'a rentrer nan lumière ak l'amour ka ban nou équilibre ak pouvoir l'esprit nou. Et lè sa pouvoir l'esprit nou apporter tout bagay nou besoin pour succès ak bien-être tête nou. Nan mot ancêtre ancien égyptien nou yo, mwen di nou Ankh ou Dja Seneb. Yon vi long, prospérité ak santé. Boîte chaîne se yon branche de Zak Fòs, organisation ki localize Gresye, Haïti. Sou ta reme antre en contact avec nou. Ou écrit nous dans BWADCH numéro 9 @commercial.gmail.com. Welcome to episode 3 on the topic of the power of words. Today, our episode will reveal the true meaning of a few words. Everything has a science behind it that brings it into creation. The science is always told in a story through words, magical and powerful words, of facts, fictions, or myths. Our brain waves represent a specific level of brain activity. The beta waves are high frequency, low amplitude brain waves that are commonly observed in an awakened and reasoning state. This state is being alert when we drive, when we shop, and when we're parenting. The alpha wave is the state of being alert but relaxed. The deep relaxation waves, when the eyes are closed, when we're daydreaming, visualizing, or using our imaginations. When we are in the alpha state, our brain is functioning most efficiently. We can harness our brain's full resources. This is the best state for learning and absorbing information. Researchers have known for a long time that the language regions of the brain are the Broca's area and the Wernicke area. The Broca's area is in the frontal lobe of the dominant hemisphere, which is the left brain, responsible for language processing and production of speech. The Wernicke area is the region for language development and speech comprehension. Several studies conducted by researchers in Spain found that the brain does not make distinction between reading about an experience and encountering it in real life. Therefore, reading, imaginative metaphors, and allegories in stories and novels go beyond stimulation reality to give the readers an unavailable experience, but it has the opportunity to enter fully into people's thoughts and feelings and has an effect on behavior. In conclusion, the study revealed that within stories and novels, with metaphors and allegories, repeating descriptive words that depict smell, texture, and movement, the brain treats these interactions related to and among fictional characters as something like real life encounters. So what is a metaphor or an allegory? A metaphor is when a word or phrase is applied to an object or an action which is not literally applicable, or it can be a representative or symbolic of something else. An allegory is a story, poem, or picture that can be interpreted to reveal a hidden meaning, like a parable or an analogy. Let us take a look at some words and their true meanings. Jesus. The word Jesus is an ancient Egyptian word, Yeshua. In Greek, that same word is Yeshuas. In Hebrew, Yeshua. Jesus means coming back, eternal renewal. This is the concept of Jesus. Thus, the concept of Jesus is the light of the world that all eyes shall see, which in essence is the sun, S-U-N, which have been changed to the sun, S-O-N. Christ. The origin of the word Christ is Christos, which means oil or anointed. In Hebrew, it means Messiah. Messiah is a title that designates a person who was consecrated by the rite of anointment, that is a powerful king, such as King David or King Solomon. The symbolism of a Messiah is someone who governs or meets the needs of his people. Lucifer. Lucifer means morning star, the light bearer, bringing light to what is dark, the planet Venus. In ancient Egypt, Lucifer was the name for a new soul in flesh, renewal. It is the concept of Heru, Horus, the hero. Hell. Hell means a concealed place or anything that is covered up or hidden. It is a state of inward misery, bad experience, a loss of joy and rationality. Heaven. Heaven is a place of bliss, increasing joy, happiness, God's kingdom that is in man, the realm of divine mind. 666 refers to the carbon atom of man, the carbon that is abundant in the sun, stars, comets, and in the atmosphere of most planets. Carbon-12 is one of the five elements that make up the human DNA, which is composed of 6 protons, 6 neutrons, and 6 electrons. Amen, which it says amen, is the Egyptian sun god Amun-Ra. Every time you use amen, you are honoring Amun-Ra. The Garden of Eden. The Garden of Eden is inside each of us. We enter the Garden of Eden when we are angry, when we are upset, and we separate our thoughts from meditation. The tree of knowledge of good and evil is the left hemisphere of the brain, the side that we think, where both good and evil things originate. Serpent. The serpent represents fertility, creative life force. It is usually associated with wisdom, rebirth, transformation, healing, guardianship, poison, and medicine. The serpent represents dual expression, both good and evil. Myth. A myth is a story presented as historical, dealing with the cosmological and supernatural traditions of a people and their god. These stories are usually allegorical. We present to you a few words that are used in stories and novels that we have taken to be literally true without knowing the true knowledge of their meaning and symbolisms that our ancestors knew. It is time that we understand what is necessary to help reprogram our minds, change our perceptions, and elevate our consciousness. The knowledge of this information is necessary for us to comprehend how the words and stories are passed on to us and shape our behaviors and decisions. Not only do they shape our behaviors and decisions, they limit our free thinking abilities. We are paralyzed by words. The same words that were created for us to command now command us. We are powerful because the kingdom of God is within us. The kingdom is our consciousness. Proverbs chapter 1 speaks of wisdom and knowledge. And in verse 6, it says, to have wisdom, one must understand dark sayings. We challenge you to look it up and begin your personal journey of lifting the veil that covers our eyes through the power of words. Ankh Ujjasaneb. Boat Shen is a branch of Zagfoss organization located in Gracia, Haiti. If you would like to contact us, please send an email to bwadch9@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. Mwen salye nou. Wap koute episode numéro 3 sou sije pouvwa mo genyen. Jodi an, nap pataje avek ou vwa signifikasyon epe mo nou tande souvan. Tout bagay gen yon siyans deryèl ki fòmèl an kreasyon. Siyans lan toujou prezante nan fòm yon istwa ki kompoze de mo, mo ki pwisan, mo ki kreye realite, fiksyon ou swa mitoloji. On se voyo reprezante yon nivou spesifik nan aktivite. On beta se voyo se gwo frekans ki bay antlitid ki obseve nan eta reveye ou swa rezonman. Nan eta sa nou vijilan. On alfa se voan se eta le ou alet men ou tre relax. Le sa, je ou ka feme, wap fe rev je kle, ou fe vizyon, ou soa, le ou servi avek imajinasyon ou. Le nou nan eta alfa, se vo nou fonksyone pi efikas. Nou ka itilize tout resous se vo nou, e nan eta sa, li pli bon pou apren e absorbe informasyon. Depi lontan, siyantist kap fè rechèch an espay, yo konen gen yon rejon nan servo akirele boka. Nan bo gòsh emisfye dominan, li dirije el responsab pou prosesis ak prodiksyon langaj. Gen yon lot pati kirele zon wenik. Ke se nan rejon sa, li responsab devlopman ak komprehansyon langaj. Nan plizye etid sa yo, konkluzyon yo revele ke servo an pa fe anpil diferans ant yon eksperyans lekti ou swa yon eksperyans nan la vi reyel. Se poutet sa, lekti ki gen metafor ak alegori ki ekri nan yon istwa, pa selman kreye yon eksperyans ki disponib pou moun kap li lan, men li antre kompletman nan panse moun nan e dirije chwa a kompotman li. An plis, le yon istwa gen metafor ak alegori ki repete mo deskriptif ou swa pentire ode, tekstur ak mouvman, se voan trete interaksyon sa yo avek karakter fiktif yo kom yon bagay reyel nan la vi. Men ki sa ki yon metafor avek yon alegori? Yon metafor se le yon mo ou swa yon fraz aplike yon obje ou swa yon aksyon ki pa yon aplikasyon literal ou bien le li reprezente ou bien simbolik pou revele yon lot bagay. Yon alegori se yon istwa, yon poem ou swa foto ki ka interprete ou swa revele yon signifikasyon ki kache tankou yon parabol ou swa analogi. An nou gade kek mo ak vwe signifikasyon yo. Jezi. Mo Jezi an se yon ansyen mo peyi l'Ejip, Yeshua. An grek se Yeshuas. An ebre se Yeshua. Jezi vle di renouvellman ki pap jam fini. Jezi. Se lumye mond lan e tout zye wel. Mem jan tout zye wè soley la. Chris. Orijin mo Chris lan se Christos. An grek li vle di l'uil. Sa ve di Jezi Chris. Se onksyon. Mesi. Se yon tit ki dezinye yon moun ki te konsakre pa onksyon. Nou ka pon ekzanp. Wa pwisan yo tankou wa David avek wa Salomon. Simbol mesiyan se yon moun ki gouverne ou swa satisfè bezwen pepli. Lucifer. Lucifer vle di zetwal maten. On zetwal ki pote limye nan sa ki fè noa. Li aplike avek planet Venus. Nan tan ansyen Egypt,
Lucifer te yon nan yo bay moun ki fe gwo chanjman ak koyo. Konsep Lucifer ya mache avek yon ewo. Mo ewo a soti nan ewo Oris ki te yon bondye nan tan ansyen Egypt. L'anfer. L'anfer vle di an kote ki kache. Yon bagay ki kouvri. Yon eta de mizer, mouve eksperyans ou bien lor mizerab. Siel. Siel la se bonè ou. Le ke ou kontan. Le chak jou kontantman ap augmente. Yon kote ki wo. 666. 666 refere a atom nan karbon ki nan kòmoun. Karbon abondan nan soley lan, zetwal yo, komet yo, ak atmosfèr planèt yo. Karbon 12 se yon nan 5 eleman ki kreye ADN imè e li kompoze de 6 proton, 6 neutron ak 6 elektron. Amen. Amen, se bon Diye soley lan nan ansyen peyi Egypt. Jardin Eden. Jardin Eden nan an dan chak nan nou. Nou antre nan Jardin Eden nan, le nou separe de la pe, le nou pa an meditasyon. Nou gen piyeboa konesans. Piyeboa konesans lan, se bo emisfir goch se bo wan, Se ak bo sa nou panse, kote tout bagay bon ak mal orijine. Serpan. Serpan reprezante fertilite, fos la vi kreatif. Li asosye avek bon kompran, transformasyon, gerizon, li son gadyen, li poazon ak medikaman. Paske serpan reprezante ekspresyon dualite ki bon ak mal. Ou gen mit ou bien mitoloji? Yon mitoloji se yon istwa ki prezante kom historik ki fe fas ak tradisyon kosmolojik e surnaturel yon pep ak bondye li. Nou prezante ou ak kek mo ak vwe signifikasyon yo e sa yo simbolize. Zanset nou yo te konen verite mosa yo. E yo te kite nou pou nou pou itilize yo pou tèt nou. Men nou rejte yo a koz de ignorans nou. Li le pou nou reprogramme l'espri nou. Chanje persepsyon nou e anleve konsyans nou. Konesans informasyon sa yo. Important pou nou kapab kompran ki jan mo itilize nan istwa nan form metafor ak alegori ki afekte komportman ak desisyon nou. Se pa selman yo forme komportman ak desisyon nou, yo limite kapasite nou pou nou panse lib. Nou paralize pa moyo. Mem moyo zanset yo te komande, konya la mosa yo komande nou. Nou gen pil pouvwa, paske wayom bondye an nan nou. Wayom nan se konsyans nou, bon kompran. Nan Proverbe chapit 1, li pale de konesans ak bon kompran. E nan verse 6, li di nou, pou gen bon kompran, ou dwe kompran pawol noa. Fè tèt ou yon kado. Fè rechèch sou sa ki pataje sou episod sa. Komanse voyaj pou augmente konesans personel pa ou. E wawè ki jan ka leve voal ki kouvri zye ou. Voal ki kreye avèk mo ak pawol ki gen pouvwa. Ank ou dja seneb. Boat chen se yon branj de Zakfos organizasyon ki lokalize Gresye Haiti. Se ou ta remè antre an kontak avèk nou, wap ekri nou nan bwadch numero 9 akomesyal gmail.com. Mersi.